When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Con man Thomas Robinson was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for defrauding buyers of over 550,000 British pounds for tea he claimed was grown in Scotland. The scheme relied on tea supposedly produced from plants at a Perthshire farm, which allegedly yielded thousands of kilograms of tea. The tea leaves were thin and few, mixed with a ton of imports. Marketed as the Wee Tea Plantation, the line included Dalroch White, a smoked white tea, Silver Needles, Highland Green, and an unusual tea made from stems that he called Scottish Antlers. Robinson started selling the tea as a single estate product at high prices, supplying 5-star hotels in the UK and the EU. Demand far outpaced production, so he negotiated with local smallholders and an Italian grower to import plants at a rate of 3 euros each. It was later revealed he also bought tea from Sri Lanka, Malawi, and China through a London dealer. Using the alias Thomas O'Brien, Robinson, 55, planted thin samplings on a former sheep ranch near Loch Tay. He claimed the sheathing for the tea trees was developed to replant trees in the Amazon rainforest. The sheath protected the soft bark from the weather and accelerated growth, he said. The plants, however, soon perished. Marketing materials, including press releases, described his products as, quote, Scottish-grown tea that comes from gardens in our farming heartlands in Perthshire, Dumfries, and Galloway, end quote. Prosecutors called his claims, quote, the CV of a fanaticist. In addition to the tea, Robinson operated a nursery selling 22,000 plants to other growers at £12.5 each. His story began to unravel in 2017 after the Perth and Kinross Council found the farm did not have a food processing license. In 2020, the Scottish Food Crime and Incidents Unit, a government-run consumer protection group, after months of investigation, began submitting evidence to prosecutors. The court heard the case over a period of 3 weeks. The jury verdict was unanimous. The Wall Street Journal titled its article, The Great Scottish Tea Swindle. The newspaper wrote that, quote, oddly, Robinson's the godfather of the Scottish tea industry, said Isley Henderson, who had been growing tea on the hilly banks of a Scottish loch for 7 years and is now producing enough to sell to high-end restaurants. Quote, he sparked people's interest in it, end quote. Scotland is now home to 30 commercial tea gardens. Due to escalating tensions in the Middle East, India, one of Iran's top tea suppliers, suspended exports last week, causing significant bottlenecks at the Kolkata port. A 12-day exchange of missiles, bombing runs, and drone attacks led to the disruption of tea auctions in Kolkata and Guwahati. Traders reported a 10% decline in sales of orthodox tea, a preference among Iranian tea drinkers. The war has stranded consignments, led to canceled departures, and created a deep uncertainty. Buyers were relieved as limited trade resumed this week. Iran purchases about $40 million, that's 150 karari, of tea annually at prices ranging from 300 to 325 rupees per kilogram. Iran imported approximately 35 million kilos of Indian tea last year, which is about one quarter of the 120 to 130 million kilograms India produces annually. And Shuman Kanoria, chairman of the Indian Tea Exporters Association, told the Asian News Network that, quote, with the ceasefire, tea traders have returned to the auction centers and are shifting their focus back to Orthodox tea from CTC, end quote. The shipping hazards due to missile attacks in the Red Sea forced tea suppliers to avoid the Suez Canal since November of 2023. Closure of shipping lanes through the Straits of Hormuz would have profound implications for the global tea supply chain. The International Tea Trade reports that India experienced a 15.5% increase in the value of its tea exports last year compared to 2023, making India the world's fastest-growing tea exporter. The situation is quite different this year as India-Pakistan border tensions disrupted demand from Pakistan, which primarily buys South Indian tea. Production is steady, but a slowing global economy and geopolitical unrest in Russia, Ukraine, Pakistan, and now the Middle East have depressed prices since April. Bought leaf factories paid an average of 14.5 rupees per kilogram for green leaf in May. Prices are likely to fall further in June, according to projections from the Tea Board of India. British scientists are growing tea in simulated lunar and Martian soil to demonstrate how colonists in space may one day harvest their daily cup of tea. Researchers at the University of Kent, in collaboration with Dartmoor Tea, are cultivating the tea plants under extreme conditions representative of a regolith terroir. The study's results, due in September, are part of a shift in space exploration, moving beyond simply exploring other worlds to considering how humans can live and thrive there. The BBC reports that 12 young saplings will be carefully monitored by aerospace engineers for 30 days at temperatures, humidity, and lighting controlled to mimic conditions in space. Professor Nigel Mason told the BBC, quote, the fun part of the project is to see whether we could grow things on the moon, but a lot of the basic work is also about how crops and plants survive harsh environments and poor soils, and poor soils are a big problem with climate change, end quote. Food has previously been grown in space without gravity using specially treated water. The 2011 experiment conducted by Italian and American scientists on the International Space Station was a success.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.